Good, I've started the recording. So, welcome to this event, and we're going for 45 minutes. We're going in seven sections so that you can keep track of it. I'm going to do a bit of an introduction, then Shannon's going to tell you about himself. We're going to talk about Zox Pro training and eBrade training. The fourth section is the benefits of this work that Shannon's been doing for such a long time and some case studies, and then the processes by which in part five of how Shannon does his work. Then step six will be obviously what we want you to do, special offer for tonight, and then seven next steps, and that'll be about 45 minutes, and then we will have Q&A for those who can stick around. So that's the game plan. You know what the game plan is. As a presenter, I always hate it when I don't know how long this is going to take. So any questions you have, I think you can, if you're online, you can put them in, but you can wait till Q&A when I will unmute you. So I will now put you into lecture mode so that only Shannon and I can talk, and away we go. So,
okay.
I'm Charles Cobes, obviously. Shannon, you're still on the line. You and I are the only ones who can talk now.
Okay.
Now, you're not talking yet, though. I am. So I have brought this teleseminar to your attention because I honour Shannon's work. I have done eBrade training and Zox Pro training with Shannon in years gone by, and Shannon is a global expert in this field, and I think what he shares with is what he's going to share with us tonight is incredibly valuable, particularly in a world where the volume of information that we have is simply exploding. So what Shannon knows about the brain and what I learned from him and his mentor when I did this work, I have always found valuable, and it has guided my thinking, in particularly in terms of my own capabilities. So I'm delighted that I was able to introduce Shannon to you, other people, other of my subscribers to whom I sent this invitation. They've heard about Shannon, so it's terrific to have you here. I hope you're all doing what you're passionate about, and if you're not, then tonight might inspire you to go and do what you're passionate about. Now, so welcome to the call. Shannon, please tell us in a few minutes about you. How on earth, your background, a bit about you, but not so much about Zox Pro training yet.
Well, pretty much I started out all generally like everybody else. I had a need. I sought out a mentor to put that need together, and in this case here, it just happened to be Richard Welch, the father of mental photography, and this all started for me back in 1985, so it's been quite a long adventure. Now, back in 1985, I was put to the task of taking some tests, and I also needed to have something to really take control of my life so that I could move my life forward, and that was by dealing with the subconscious and utilizing subconscious programming. Now, back in 1985, that was still a bit wishy-washy as to what in the public domain that was actually all about, but we've progressed since then. Along with the testing that I did immediately taking the training, now, what I want to emphasize is the fact that whenever I was offered the opportunity to take the test, I totally immersed myself in the components of the training for several days, in excess of 10 hours a day. So that's quite intensive. But the remarkable thing was the results. And the results were that even though I actually wasn't even qualified to take the test that I was taking, after several days of dealing with this information at a very intense level, out of the 200 people in the room, my competitors taking this same test, most of those people failed. Out of the 22 that actually passed the test, so about only 10% passed the test, I was actually number 11 out of those 200 people. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had had more time and work in doing that, I could have probably moved myself up. I even had a call from the testing organization themselves. They asked me, there was a certain particular type of logic assumption type test along with this. They asked me, had I ever taken a test like that before? I said, no, I've never taken a test like that. Okay, that's fine. They hung up the phone. They didn't tell me anymore. Well, it just so happens that I pretty much aced it, and they'd never seen anybody do that first time out of the chute like that. So this is just one of the tiny experiences that I had right away.
And that was, hang on, Shannon. That was 30 years ago. Now you're going to tell us some more about the program, but you sound to me like you've got an American accent.
Yes, I am.
What are you doing here in Australia?
Well, it's kind of like this. I have a lovely Australian wife that drug me over here from the United States and said, hey, take a look at this place. And I've been here ever since.
And where do you live now?
It's a little suburb of Bendigo called Sedgwick. And it's a great little place here. We have a heap of native birds and wildlife all over the place here. And it's just like walking in a park every day. You get out and you just look around and you see plenty of wildlife. So
we better come and have a party out there. Now, the other thing, you do something interesting with horses, Shannon. Can you share that just quickly?
Well, I have a handful of miniature horses, actually 9 of them. We had 10, but this past year I donated one to a couple sisters that have occupational brain injuries, and for their rehabilitation purposes. But the horses, see, horses are highly empathic, and most people, they see a horse, they see it running down the track, they really don't realize all the things that come with having horses. Now, pets in general are really great for people, and that's super. Horses have a special affinity to humans if a human will allow them to get close to them. And most people consider, well, I can't have a horse sitting on my couch in the living room, so they adopt a dog or a cat instead, okay? But horses have a strange affinity to people, and there's some down the road I plan on having some specialized classes dealing with horsemanship and things like this, dealing with that heightened sense of intuition and communication between the species.
And so horses help people with brain injury. Is that what you have found?
Horses help people with healing in all sorts of ways. And
wow.
With the brain injuries, even more so, because they can – my perception is that they can see past that. They're not encumbered by if you're out of step with communication in some regard, a horse can see past that, whereas a human may not necessarily be able to.
How wonderful.
Because they operate on a different level.
How wonderful. Well, Shannon, you've had some media coverage of your work on this, so I might circulate that to everybody by email later, because it's a great story of what horses do in the healing process. Now, we've got to keep moving, and everybody,
yes,
please forgive me, because I have to be brutal with Shannon, and I told him I would be brutal because we could have this conversation for 3 hours, which won't work. Now, Shannon, tell us about eBrain training and Zoxpro training. About what this? So continue your story about how you pass, but really, what is this work that you do, and what do you teach, and what do people learn who spend time with you?
Well, I'll start with the basic facts, and that is, whenever all of our trainings have mental photography as a major component in the training, whether it's Zoxpro training, which is our internet level training, it's our most basic training, and then you have the eBrain Executive Seminar, which is our accelerated training. It has all the bells and whistles, if you will. It has the things that make everything much more timely, much easier. a lot more topics, a lot more depth to the topics involved. And we deal with the subconscious, we deal with the conscious, we're dealing with all the different parameters needed for you to make advances. Now, that's a very overbroad statement. I could say, improve your life. Well, you hear that so many times, but the thing is the methodology. Whenever it comes to the mental photography, first of all,
this idea of mental photography, which I mentioned in the invitation to people, just describe what that is and how that's different to speed reading. And because we're talking about a voracious appetite for taking in information. Can you talk about that a bit?
Okay. Let's talk about reading and speed reading first. Reading and speed reading, both are conscious level processes. Now, speed reading is a little bit better. Actually, if you look at the statistics on speed reading, is actually better than the statistics or the results from reading. And that's actually pretty sad, because most people are looking to get reading as their main vehicle to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, keep going.
Oh, okay. I just had somebody trying to call in. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I also noticed that my phone needs to have the charger hooked up to it. So bear with me just for a moment so that I don't lose power. Hold on.
I will bear with you.
You might want to talk for a moment.
I will bear with you, and the beauty is that even if I go bare, because it's not a webinar and you can't see me live, then no one will see that I'm bare. Oh, there you are. So what? One of the things I learned from Shannon early in the piece was that most people read at 150 to 200 words per minute, and yet so that the reading speed of people, and what you meant was that if you learn speed reading, not only do you read faster, but your comprehension and retention goes up. But keep going to talk about mental photography. Photography.
Okay. Now speed reading. Okay, basically, it's still a conscious level process. The conscious level process involves a part of your brain called the hippocampus. The hippocampus, unfortunately, is not very good at retaining information. Whenever you read something, you lose 50% of the information immediately, and you also lose another 45% of that information. So you're only left with 5% of the information over a 48-hour period. So this is the reason why people, they have the sensation, well, gee, I've read something, but I don't know what I've read. And this is very common. So what we do is we look at, okay, well, how do we bypass the hippocampus and make the brain much more effective at taking in information? Well, it's actually using the photographic memory. And that's where mental photography comes in. Now, mental photography actually starts at it doesn't start at speed reading speed. Speed reading, you can even go up to, say, 10,000 words per minute, which is a very dynamic, very devoted speed reader can possibly get up to 10,000 words per minute. Mm-hmm. But where we start at is actually 25,000 words per minute. At that point, you can no longer focus on individual words. It all becomes a blur. The average mental photographer will be going no less than 50,000, even 100,000 words per minute, simply turning pages. And it's easily done. What we're doing is we're teaching people how to get back to their essence of how they learned as a child, by using their photographic memory, or basically their eidetic memory. The difference is the eidetic memory actually does tell you something. It's all sensory, all senses at the same time, and you're getting all those things at the same time. Now, our main vehicle for taking in information is through our eyes. So that's why the word photographic memory came about and such. But and you'll learn all this as you come through the training. But whenever people are involved in doing this, see, whenever you're reading something, because of the nature of reading, it's like seeing the world through the eye of a needle.
Yep.
You are so limited as to what you can do. You have computers now that just will fly information past you. And that's just it. If you're trying to read it, it flies right past you. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop
Yep.
where it's going to make a difference in you. And that's what I mean by this this bottleneck, this eye of the needle effect that you have with reading and speed reading. Whenever it comes to mental photography, as fast as the information comes across, you got it. Once you understand the nature of what you're doing.
Yes, that's very interesting, because in my work as a passion provocateur, I talk about the power of the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. It can process 40 million bits of information a second, whereas our conscious mind can only do 40 bits of information a second.
Amazingly, what was really interesting is that original research was developed by Ma Bell, in other words, Bell Telephone, out of the United
mm-hmm.
States. And it was actually found that we can only, on a conscious level, we can only deal with a specific limitation of how many bits per second, yes. And that's what it is. Now, whenever it comes to the photographic memory and what we're doing here, we're going way beyond what is reasonable with speeds, because we're dealing with literally with quantum energy. We're dealing with quantum physics. We're not dealing in the physical realm anymore, if you will. And
what you're saying is, give us an example of mental photography with children. And the example that really stuck when I did the program with you was when we meet somebody, we see their face, and then we don't have to learn, but when we see, we don't have to learn what their face looks like. And then 10 years later or 20 years later, we will meet them and say, I have met you before. That's a really sticky idea that you shared with me. Or when we're driving down a street that we've done in our lives, we go back 20 years later and say, I have been down this street before. Is that what mental photography is?
It's that. Those are good examples, but there's more to it. For example, I may not talk to somebody for years and years, and suddenly I find myself talking to that same person, and immediately it's like I'm continuing the conversation where it left off.
Hmm.
And those people are amazed that I have these abilities. Well, I have these abilities because I've trained them through the mental photography. And again, it's on all sensory levels, so you get it on all different things. And I accumulate tremendous amounts of information where I can pull up bits of information that other people just can't. They can't do it. Now, the point, okay, basically, it comes down to this. People want results.
Yeah. Yep.
We
people
see
want
people.
Correct. People want results.
That's right. Okay. I can talk about myself, but that's really not the key point. The point is I see people every day come through this process, whether it be ZoxPro training, which is the bottom line, or coming through the
when you say ZoxPro training, let's get really clear on this. So the ZoxPro, that's the online version
right.
of the training, the base level, and then the eBrain seminar training is a 3-day program face to face with you, correct?
Right.
Good. So keep going. So the benefits that people get from I just want to make that point clear, the distinction between the same information but one much more deeper than the other.
Oh, absolutely. The eBrain Executive Seminar, You get to see me talk for probably at least 24 hours there, giving you information. Okay, so it's quite a dynamic change from whenever you're going through an online training and things like this. Okay, but the important thing is, let's get back to this here, is people want results.
Yep.
And we see people having results in so many different ways and so many ways of using information. If you need to take in a mountain of information, we teach you how to do that regularly and easily. And it's simply doing the training itself. When people use this training, it will give them results, and that's the key. They need to use it. It's like taking, right now you might feel, gee, I need a tune-up. It's like taking a jalopy to the races and expecting to win. Well, you're not going to win. But if you get the right tune-up, if you get the right tools, you change oil, you tune up your engine, you get it running the way that it should, now you got a Formula One racer. You stand a chance amongst all the competitors in your particular field. Now that's an analogy, but that's pretty much how this works.
Yes, and Shannon, you've got a couple of interesting case studies of people who have come through your programs. Can you share specifically, you know, what these people experienced, and then, you know, what the benefits were for them? And as you were saying that story, the other thing I want you to touch on is, I found, from what I learnt from you, my belief about what my mind is capable, what my brain is capable of, shifted my capabilities. Because if I believe I'm very limited and slow learning, then that's going to keep me at that level. So the tune-up that you're talking about also shifts the beliefs about our capabilities.
Oh, absolutely. And for instance, like passion. I mean, I know that you talk about passion all the time. If you really want to focus in on what your passion really is, well, this is the exact tool that you need to do that, because it allows you to really focus. It allows you to have all the processes in place for you to go and implement whatever it is that you want to project your passion into, whatever that thing is that turns you on. That's what you can magnify. There's so many different examples of what people have done. I've done some pretty incredible things. But again, this isn't about me, it's about other people. Let's see. We've had people put into manifestation that they needed literally, here's a good example. A farmer goes and buys a farm. He spends $1 million on the farm. And mm-hmm. But he has no idea where he's going to get the money to pay for the farm now. And on the farm, there's this big heap of rubbish, okay, this big metal thing, a bunch of metal parts and just this big metal thing on the farm. So
yep.
That night he puts in the programming, solving both problems. How the heck is he supposed to get rid of this big piece of junk? And on the other side of it, how's he supposed to pay off his farm? Well, in the middle of the night, he wakes up and he gets a number that just out of the blue, out of the randomness of a billion numbers that he could have had, he gets a phone number come to him. He writes it down in the middle of the night. Next morning, he wakes up. He looks over at his pad, and he says, "What the heck's this?" And he dials it. And it just so happens mm-hmm. on the other end, there's this engineer. And this engineer says, "I'll be over. I want to see what you have over there." And, you know, after he explained what was going on, and he said, "Well, I really don't know what this is about, but," and the engineer decides, "Okay, well, I'm going to come over from a couple states away," and he comes over, and he takes one look at the machinery, and says, "I'll give you $1 million for it." Just so happens it was a prototype worth a lot more than that to him.
Wow.
And he paid for the farm.
It's
dynamic things like this. People
and you share these stories in this program, face face to face. And I've heard a number of these stories, and they blow me away. And of course, that's why I'm introducing you to my network, because this information that you have is just quite extraordinary. And it's the extraordinary nature of our minds that gets unlocked by doing work with you.
Well, I should hope so. The every part of life that you are dealing with, first of all, if you are taking on something new, if you're changing something, if you are getting better at something, you need information. But in today's world, you need a lot of good information fast.
Yep.
In order to make your decisions. If you don't get good information fast, the problem is there's too much information, which is junk, and it's not going to give you what you need. But because of the nature of what we're doing, it allows you to disseminate through that information and find the real core information that you need to base your decisions upon. And it makes your decision-making process so much easier. And that's the second side of it. First, you got to get the information, and second, you have to make daily decisions on whatever it is that you're doing.
Yes.
And your decision-making process can make or break you. If you have bad information, or you just don't have good information, then what quality of decisions are you going to make?
Yes.
If you have the opposite thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my classic example of that is the first body of knowledge on the internet was all of the law. And all of that law is available, but it still doesn't help you make decisions, because you need to be able to harness all that information to then make a decision. That's a great example. Now, we've got to keep moving, Shannon. Tell us, how do you share this training? Tell us about the two processes of the Zox Pro training and the eBrain Executive Seminar. Tell us about this process and how the face-to-face works, first of all, and then the online version.
Well, in both cases, we do provide support. Obviously, if a person comes through the seminar, there's obviously going to be a much higher level of support there. Zox Pro Training is an 8-module training. It allows people to go through the basics and get the information. In fact, whenever a person comes through our seminar, we give them, as part of what they need, we give them Zox Pro Training to start with before they ever get into the seminar, so they can pre-train themselves up a little bit. Because the information you get in the seminar is at a much higher, what would you say? It's at a
vibration,
much higher quality.
Higher energy.
Yes.
And it's all the
advanced techniques that we have to make things easier, quicker, et cetera. So Zox Pro Training gives people the basics, and it's result-oriented. So it still gives people results. But those results will be based upon the person. And they may not have all the examples in the world to go by, but whenever you come through this seminar, one, you get a lot more application. You get the advancements in how to implement these things. And likewise, getting results will be a lot easier.
And we can look at your face for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So this 3 days, you're running the next seminar. How often do you run these seminars in Australia?
Well, that's the nice thing. These are actually pretty exclusive seminars. We don't run them that often. And this seminar here, it's only the second one we've run this year. But this seminar here is on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of October, so less than a month away.
21, 22, 23 October, and where?
Bendigo, of course.
Of course. Great place to go. We'll find some gold in Bendigo.
Well, you'll find more than gold in Bendigo. The place is, look, there's I'll make sure that you have if you decide to come here, I'll make sure you have the Bendigo Tickler, which you can then look up on the internet all the different activities they have going on here all the time. Heck, we even had a big statue of Marilyn Monroe here sat here half the year. But the point is Bendigo is quite the entertaining town, and it has a lot to see. There's a lot of things happening around here pretty much all the time. But
and when you do the seminar, it's what, from 9 till 5 for 3 days?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
How are we going to have the time for partying? Anyway, how long do we work?
Well, look, there's a time for study and there's a time for party, okay?
Okay, yep.
I give long hours. I mean, if you're planning on looking at me for 24 hours in 3 days, then I'm going to have you there for all day and into the evening, well into the evening. So typically it's 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Of course, we give you breaks. We give you time to go and get your get your meals and things like that. So it's not terribly terribly pressing.
And this program,
we're not going to chain you to the seat.
No, and it's also very interactive. So it's not sitting there listening to you, but it's actually putting into practice the processes by which we can unlock our amazing minds.
Oh yeah, and actually, see, there's a particular way that I've adopted this within the way that I give this training. I refer to this as the live training. Now, the reason why I say the live training is because, or the living training, because each class, each seminar that I give is different, because the core training is the same, but the overall training is different each time because the core training is based upon the participants.
Yep.
And the way the things happen within the room. So it's going to give you a different training each time. Now, we actually come with free refreshers for life. Oh, boy, there's a big benefit. Hmm. When was the last time you've seen that, where you can come back in for free? Well, you're probably asking, well, why would I need to come back in for free? Well, after you reach your first big set of goals, you might have a new set. You might want a tune-up, another tune-up.
Oh, beautiful.
And
I forgot this. Yeah. Okay. And this is for life, isn't it?
Well, it's I'll tell you what, it's a great passion to have. at least you can tell what my passion is.
Absolutely, Shannon. You have been so passionate about this. Now, look, we got to keep moving. And it is an entertaining 3 days. I must say, I loved it. And so, in the normal course, can you tell us what the eBrain, what the investment is for an eBrain seminar? How much it is normally for ZoxPro training? And then, what special offer are you going to give to our guests who are listening to us tonight?
Okay. Well, let's start with ZoxPro training. ZoxPro training, it's $197. That's U.S., by the way. Mm-hmm. For the eBrain Executive Seminar, it's $2,500 Australian,
mm-hmm.
Because we are in Australia. And
yep.
that $2,500 also, of course, gives you ZoxPro training as well, because you need to use that a little bit. Mainly for the indoctrination. If you
yep.
decide to really immerse yourself in it, that's fine, but you need to get that under your belt first. So we give that to you as part of that. And for this special opportunity, if you book, pay, et cetera, make your obligation by Friday night. This is just for Charles's people. We will give you the same, all the same, for a deal of $1,995. So
that's
over $500 savings. That yep. might be well worth your looking into this a little further.
that's very kind and good. Excellent thinking. Now, this 1995, plus then there's the repeat opportunity, plus you get the Zox Pro training, and then the, what about the accommodation in Bendigo? If people come up, they could, from, if they're in Melbourne, anyway, accommodation won't be a drama around Bendigo, and it's not particularly expensive. Is that correct?
It's not particularly expensive, and the venue that we're actually having the meeting at, they still have rooms available.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty, and I do mean plenty of other places. We have plenty of bed and breakfast around here, as well as hotels, motels, you name it. And it's very easy to find accommodation around Bendigo. I've checked around to make sure that this wasn't one of the absolute crazy weekends where everything's full.
I did
make sure that was happening. And so this is a good open weekend that you can get accommodation in a lot of places.
Oh, well, and the other important thing is on the 23rd of October, it's my mother's 84th birthday, so there you are. Now, so what I'm going to suggest is for next steps, I will get you, Shannon, to email to everybody on this call who registered for this call, the process by which, if you choose to participate, of how you might do that. And Shannon, you're also going to send your mobile number so that people can ring you if they want to discuss with you, correct?
Sure.
Beautiful. Now, what I'm going to do is, get ready for it, everybody. I'm going to make it interactive. Now, here's an opportunity. You are now, all the noise I can hear in all in the background. Do any of you have any questions?
Yeah,
look, there's lovely, lots of noise there.
Well, that's the size you're going to get downloaded to. 1.3
max. I can't actually hear any specific questions.
Yes, I'll go back to lecture mode. That's a bit clearer. So that's... The I know what we do. I can put on Q&A. So if you press *7 to ask a question, *7 on your phone, then I'll be able to only hear you. So that's now operational, and I can see on my screen who presses *7 if anyone has any questions. While we're waiting, if you have any questions, because you've explained it beautifully, I must say. And as I said to you, Shannon, I have got huge benefit out of my awareness of my brain and what I'm capable of, and understanding what mental photography is about. And the another example that I use with people is how powerful our photography process is, and how our subconscious never forgets anything. I say to people in audiences when they're, 60, 70 year olds, I tell them, I'm going to remind you of something now. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to picture the first kindergarten that you went to in your life. And it's just amazing, the smiles on people's faces, and bang, they can immediately picture the kindergarten. And bang, we can drag it up out of our subconscious. And one of the things that really stuck in my mind through learning this work was why children learn language so easily, where we as adults find it more difficult. Can you just touch on that momentarily?
Well, whenever we're born with our photographic memory completely intact, our eidetic memory. And so whenever we're a child, we learn at an incredible rate, and we can learn in this regard, we can learn multiple language and not even have an accent. Now, you can tell that I'm American because I have an accent, but you can have children learn multiple languages and not even have an accent on top of it. They'll learn it however they're taught. And this is simply due to the nature of they're completely open to learning. There's no hardened division between the conscious and the subconscious processes yet, and it allows them to learn phenomenal things. The most phenomenal things in life are learned during that time. But once a child goes to school, and this is what most parents will easily see. Once a child goes to school, they go from that beautiful genius mind, and it slips away. It diminishes.
Yep.
And this is heartbreaking to those parents that have these children that were just absolutely beautifully genius up until that point. And what's happening is they learn reading. Reading goes in totally against 180 degrees. It goes against the photographic memory. And they teach you have to set that aside to learn reading. And that's how reading is taught. And unfortunately, by people being forced, literally forced to give it up, which actually, if you're on this side of the fence and you don't know how it's all done, they don't even have to give it up. They can simply still learn to read. But because of the establishment, they want to force feed you their way, and they make you give up your photographic memory in order to learn to read. And this is, it's travesty, because it's one of our greatest assets that God's given us. And yet we're being told that we must put it aside. And
beautiful.
And
we've got to
become dumb.
That's beautifully put. We've got a question. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is on you've been doing it for 30 years now. Is there any research at all, as in the effects of dementia and so forth? Like, we've been told that the lack of brain exercise and so forth, really, or to keep dementia away, we need to exercise our brain a lot more and so forth. Has there been any studies at all just to see whether that does improve that?
Well, that's a massive question, and I'll tell you right now, it's going to take more time to answer that
Tom Smith likes it, massive questions.
Well, that is a massive question, and the point is you must exercise your brain in the right way, and if you have a family history of these things going on in your family, the sooner the better, but you have to exercise it in the right way. Even the brain experts out there today, they say, well, yeah, jigsaw puzzles are good, crossword puzzles are good, Sudoku's good, but you only get better at those things. It doesn't actually build your brain. It doesn't actually stimulate your brain in the right way. And they keep – it's so funny because – we've known that we've had the vehicle all along, and they keep going along saying, well, we're going to use this particular electrostimulation and all the rest of these things to see what that's going to do. You can do those things every day of your life if you're doing mental photography, and you're going to build your brain in such ways that it resists the onset of dementia. It resists the onset of Alzheimer's disease. One of the greatest travesties is you have an elderly person. That elderly person, their entire life is based on their memories, and they're losing them. That's the terrible point. Now, the point being, after a certain point, a person, see, if you can catch these things early on and actually do something, you have a much better adaptability at slowing them down, at resisting them, because you're building the brain. But after a certain amount of time, people tend to lose the cognizance necessary to make sure that they're doing their exercises. They forget about it.
Yes.
And so then you have to have somebody there helping them do the exercises every day just to keep them steady state. Well, that becomes very complex, a lot of commitment. So
Shannon, I can hear you struggling because Tom asked the big questions, and then, but that's a great question because I'm highly interested in that. Shannon, just quickly mention Richard Welch and his work and how that led to mental photography, because that really, I think, shares some of the deep understanding of how the mind works that you now work with, having really being the the person passing on the legacy of Richard's work?
Well, Richard first started in this particular quadrant of what he was doing. He got out of one industry, went into a retirement state for a while, and then he decided, oh, I'm going to go climb another mountain. So he did, and he went and he decided to buy a speed reading company of all things. There were certain limitations that everybody was expecting, that was experiencing in the speed reading industry. He decided that he was going to take this further, faster than anybody ever had before. He was going to figure it out, and he set about doing so. Okay, so he was asking all in that industry the wrong questions. Well, the wrong questions led him to the right discovery. The right discovery meaning the mental photography. That's why he's referred to as the father of mental photography. And, you know, through the basic struggles, even Evelyn Wood could not answer his questions. And the main question that came up was, what happens to words that are no longer subliminalized whenever you speed read? And if you look at how the, if you look at the logic of the percentages of the chart, you'll see that speed reading increases even though you're reading less words. That's illogical by those standards. And this is the thing that he found and he started working with. And he found that at 25,000 words per minute, or 2 pages per second, something new happened, something different. And it started tapping into the photographic memory. And once you're tapping into photographic memory, just about, well, basically everything becomes not possible, but probable.
Mm.
And for instance, we all are subjected to subliminal advertising every day of our life. You walk into any store and you're going to be subjected to subliminal advertising. How would you like that subliminal advertising to simply bounce off and not have any effect? Once you do this training, that's what happens. Because you've taken control back.
Beautiful.
You've taken control of your brain, your mind.
Tom, great question. Thank you for that. Are there any other questions? Where it's now 50 minutes in. You've done very well, Shannon. There's so much. you're like me in our work. There's so many things that one could say, and I'm being brutal on keeping you to time. But anyway, that's what I said I would do. So that's the way the cookie goes. So spending 3 days with Shannon, special offer for $19.95. Shannon will send you the information on that. The ZoxPro training for $197. Shannon, is there anything else we need to do before we say goodbye and happy Zoxing?
Well, yes, make your commitment before Friday night. Otherwise, you're going to be paying $2,500 for the same thing.
Excellent thinking. Excellent comment. All right. Well, thank you all of you for joining us. Shannon, thank you for sharing your wisdom. I have thoroughly benefited for the. Of course, I can't remember how many years ago I did this work with you. And Shannon, he's happy to talk to you on the phone. We'll send you his mobile number. Shannon is the real thing. And as I say, he's been doing it for 30 years. And he's a walking, talking examples, knows what he's talking about. So if this timing suits you, great. And understanding what these possibilities are of our brain is just going to make our lives better. Why am I doing this? Because if each one of our lives gets better, the world becomes a better place. Let's make the world a better place. Thanks for joining us all, Shannon. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
I agree. Bye, everybody, and live passionately. Bye-bye.